Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
We usually do sports on Wednesday, but Bill Littlefield got bumped yesterday, and he's arrived here with us on Thursday very graciously. NPR's Only Game, Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only Game, Bill Littlefield, is here. Hi, Bill.
Reminiscent of the days when I used to suffer hip checks. Bumped right out of the rink.
Exactly.
Once.
We play rough but fair here at Radio Boston. All right, so let's talk a little sports then, Bill. I want to start with this story about the fact that the Paw Sox, the Red Sox minor league team out of Pawtucket, is thinking about moving to Worcester. What do you make of that?
I think it would be too bad. I went to Paw Sox games a lot. Once my small daughters, when they were small anyway, gave me tickets to a Paw Sox game for Father's Day, and we all went down together, and it was great fun. I've enjoyed games there, and I think it would be very, very sad if Pawtucket were to lose the Paw Sox.
Yeah.
Also, Woo Sox sounds awful.
No, it does. Now, if I get this right, part of the way they're going to decide is which city could give the team a better financial deal in their new stadium. I thought that was something that just was reserved for the majors.
Oh, no. That's something that even happens in spring training. Towns in Florida compete to give major league teams the better place to play for the, very limited spring training season before the major league regular season begins. There is an economic benefit to it, and there's also a kind of cachet to being able to say, hey, when you come down to Florida for a week in March, hey, you can see the Red Sox play or the Yankees or the Tigers, whoever it might be.
Okay, so obviously there's a benefit. Then that means if Pawtucket were to lose the Paw Sox, it'd be a loss for them.
Yeah, I don't know quite how people would measure that exactly. It's not like Florida. Nobody's okay. Flying to Pawtucket for a spring vacation.
Not yet, at least. All right. Well, so we'll see what happens there. But I kind of agree with you. No offense, Worcester, but Woo Sox doesn't quite have that same cachet.
I think the one thing people might remember is, no city needs a minor league baseball team as much as it needs, for example, a full complement in the fire department and a summer jobs program for teenagers. It's a nice thing to have, and the argument that it's a great economic engine has never been particularly convincing, but still, there's nostalgia involved, and it would be a shame.
Mm, okay. Well, let's move on to other sports news of this week, and I just really want you to listen to this.
I'm not really sure that, but talking about my children, I don't think that's appropriate here. I'm trying to coach a football team. There's a lot of pronouns there. I don't really know who's talking about what. Sorry.
Okay.
The ever memorable Bill Belichick mumbling into the microphone.
Listen, we know you couldn't understand that. Mm. I know that. Mm. That was Bill Belichick saying, I'm not really sure what, you're talking about my children. I don't think that's appropriate here. I'm trying to coach a football team. Again, there's a lot of pronouns there. I don't really know who's talking about what. Hmm. Sorry.
Well, to his credit, he's doing a pretty good job of coaching a football team.
Yeah.
Just because he doesn't do a very good job of enunciating complete sentences in response to questions from reporters. That's okay. That's not his job.
Okay,
yes, it is.
So the question that the reporter asked was about Alex Guerrero, right? Who's Tom Brady's body coach. And Belichick has recently banned Guerrero from team airplanes or the sidelines. And the reporter said basically, hey, what do you say? Tom's relationship with this trainer, it's like if your adult son or child is hanging out with somebody you didn't really care for all that much. And so that was Bill Belichick's answer. It's like there's a lot of pronouns there.
Yeah,
I can't answer.
And don't talk about my family.
Now, Guerrero's the guy who he's partners with Brady and Tom Brady's TB12 business machine. He's the one who tells him to drink all that water.
Drink a lot of water and you won't get a sunburn, and sleep in the sleep pod and pay $200 for the Tom Brady app. It's basically, it's a business partnership that depends on Tom Brady's celebrity and people thinking, gee, if I do all these things that Tom Brady does, I'll live forever just like him. And it's beans and bananas, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, you're getting mumbling into
Bill Belichick
territory here.
Okay, but I don't know the answers.
Actually, actual serious football question here, Bill. Is Belichick saying, okay, fine, like, Tom Brady, you can do whatever you want, but Guerrero, maybe he shouldn't be messing with the other players on the Patriots?
I think he probably feels as if the stories that have come up recently about Guerrero, and they've come up in only a game among other places, have been a distraction from what Belichick is trying to do, which is get everybody's mind on football so they play as well as they possibly can each week. And if reporters are coming in and saying, you know, what about this green substance that Tom Brady drinks or the fact that he has avocado ice cream or whatever the heck else, it's a distraction. And, yeah. And Belichick doesn't need it and he doesn't tolerate distractions.
Okay, we have just about 15 seconds, Bill. I want to give you a chance to give a hat tip to UConn.
Yeah, Gino Auriemma became the fourth or third or fourth, depending on whether Sylvia Hatchell won before or after he did. Anyway, coach of a women's college basketball team to win 1,000 games. There are four of them, and there's one man who coaches men's basketball and has won 1,000 games. And I don't have a t-shirt, but if you want to call in and try and guess who that is, I'm sure they'll accept your call.
Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, airs on WBUR on Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Thanks as always, Bill.
Wasn't that fun? Thank you, Meghna.
We'll be back. This is Radio Boston.